When you think about petroleum in the Middle East, Israel hardly comes to mind. Well, think again. An Israeli firm contends that the country is sitting on an oil bonanza in the form of a vast deposit of energy-rich rock known as oil shale. The company says the resource could transform Israel's energy economy, but its plans have set off an environmental battle replete with biblical imagery. Daniel Estrin has our story.
There's an old joke here in Israel. When Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt to the Promised Land, he took a wrong turn. Instead of ending up in oil-rich Saudi Arabia, he ended up in the land of milk and honey, but no oil. Well, these days, there's a new twist to the story.
Maybe he didn't turn the wrong way. It's just that it just needed a little bit of time.
Time for eager young prospectors like Scott Wen to show up. Wen left his oil job in Texas and moved to Israel to work with a new company, Israel Energy Initiatives. I meet him in a trailer at an IEI drill site in central Israel. He wears his Texan uniform, big shiny belt buckle and boots, and he fingers a greasy pile of rock chips his workers have just dug out of the ground.
You'll smell it. You'll smell the oil. I think this is high-quality oil shale.
Wen and IEI think that oil shale is pay dirt, and they think they've got the new technology to get it out safely and economically. Not far from the trailer, an enormous rig pushes a test drill half a mile into the rocky earth. An independent international agency estimated that the shale formation here can produce 4 billion barrels of oil, enough to supply Israel's current demand for 40 years. But IEI has a very different estimate, 250 billion barrels. That's almost as much as Saudi Arabia's proven reserves. That prospect has excited many Israelis, including Dore Gold. He was Israel's ambassador to the UN and is a foreign policy advisor to Israeli prime ministers.
Up until now, Israelis have always complained that the way the international community develops international morality depends on how much oil you have in the ground.
Gold believes that other countries might start treating Israel with a little more respect if it could prove it was sitting on lots of oil. Certainly, the shale resource could help ease the pressure on the country's own energy demand, which currently relies mostly on imports. But not all Israelis are keen on the possibility of turning some of their country's rock into oil.
We're in Shfilat Yehuda. It's a Judean lowland on the verge of Emek Ha'elah.
Sigalit Cohen lives here in Israel's Adullam region. Some of the shale lies below, but above, it's an agricultural area of rolling hills, vineyards, oak forests, and biblical sites, including the Valley of Elah,
where David fought Goliath.
Cohen doesn't want her landscape taken over by pipes and oil rigs. And she's helped form a group called Save Adullam to press the opponent's case. In town hall meetings across the region, IEI has pitched its shale plan as a relatively low-impact operation. But members of Save Adullam have told the company that they aren't buying it.
What you're really doing here is trying to pull a fast one on us. You're trying to experiment here in the most beautiful part of our country.
That's California expat Rachel Jacobson. The experiment she's referring to is the company's new technology. The conventional way to get at oil shale is to dig it up. But IEI proposes to use what it calls an underground toaster to heat the shale in place and essentially boil off the energy-rich hydrocarbons. Opponents fear the process could contaminate a vital aquifer shared by Israel and the Palestinians in the West Bank. IEI says the groundwater will be protected by an impermeable layer of rock. But opponent Meirav Oren isn't convinced by such assurances.
The company will come in and give really honorable statements like, well, if anything goes wrong, we'll just stop. Well, how are you going to stop if you've already heated the ground? It's not like you just push the button and off it goes.
An analyst with the Independent International Energy Agency says the company is probably right about the aquifer, if there's enough distance between the groundwater and the shale. But opponents fear a full environmental impact study may never be done because initial permits for the project were granted under an old law that exempts it from strict environmental review. The company promises to conduct its own environmental review. But the fact that the effort is backed by some very heavy hitters only feeds the concern of environmentalists. Rupert Murdoch is an investor, and the company's president is active in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Noam Siegel of the Israel Energy Forum is wary of the company's political ties.
The links are too close to believe that there is no impact. It may sound like a conspiracy theory, but we're used to these kind of things going on here.
The National Infrastructures Ministry, which gave the company its initial permit, says the government will examine environmental impacts at every stage, but it won't comment on political issues like possible preferential treatment. Of course, it's not a given this project will actually happen. IEI still has to jump through hoops of government permits. But assuming it does get the final go-ahead, IEI hopes to produce its first barrel of oil by the end of the decade. How big the resource really ends up being is still anybody's guess. But analyst John Corbin of the International Energy Agency says whatever its size, it could be a game-changer for Israel.
If it's even 4 or 5 billion barrels, rather than 250 billion barrels, that would be an awful lot of oil for a country the size of Israel.
Meanwhile, arguments over the oil shale project carry on, with biblical overtones. IEI is convinced that Israel's fertile valley of Elah, where ancient farmers once tended to their vineyards, now has more bountiful modern blessings to offer. The opponents, for their part, look at the same valley and recall the legendary battle there between mere human David and giant Goliath. And we all know how that turned out. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Jerusalem.
Daniel sent along some photos of the gooey oil shale and the test drill site in Israel. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.